right wing. 22, Joey Bahalski for the long three, is good. Joey Bahalski now with 11 points, his third three of the night, pushes the lead to 11, the largest of the night. Klasky to Kraft, top of the key, drives into the free throw line, and over to Klasky now on the baseline, goes up with a shot, no foul, rebound, booms, out to Kraft, reset. 2:05 left in the second quarter. I reach trails by 11, 28-17. Kraft on the right wing, drives down to the right corner. Nothing there. Passes it back over to Hanson, left wing. Left corner to Klasky on the baseline to Ginsler, but passes to Boone. He can't hang on to it. And there's a scuffle on the floor. Held ball, and it's going to be Nouvelle possession. Substitution for both teams. We have number 10, Collins, checking in. For number 40, Sullivan, and Andrew Seaman replaces Jordan Boone. On the court right now for Harvey Reach, we have Klasky, Seaman, Ginsler, Hanson, and Kraft. Minute 51 left in the second period. 28-17. Nouvelle leads by 11.
Harvey Reach is setting up a 2-2-1 zone press.
At the end of the third quarter, Saginaw MLS leads CPS by 14, 43-29, and now we have a whistle. Looks like we have some moisture on the floor. Trying to get a towel out there. Number 30, Ty Jacobs is bleeding. Thank you to Ryan Brown on our sidelines for that. So he's getting checked out right now. Comes out of the game. Novell leading by 11, 28-17 over the Pirates. Novell is going to be passing this one in. How are we showing that press? Now it's a matchup. Collins feeds it over to Joey Bahalski across midcourt. Minute 45 left in the second. 11-point difference, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by a Pirate, according to the official. Novell ball right in front of the student section on the near side of the radio on the right side.
I don't think the student section agreed with that one.
No, not quite. And it's going to be Joey Bahalski passing this one into the backcourt to Collins going against Hanson to the left wing. Minute 40 left in the second. Into Joey Bahalski, stolen by Ginsler. Tried to pass it up to Hanson, but there's a foul first against Novell. So Aaron Ginsler is going to be the head line for 1-1. It's going to be the 18th foul on Novell. Foul to number 10, Zach Collins, in first.
That was a break for Novell because there was absolutely nobody in front of the Harbor Beach player. It was an uncontested layup, but the foul occurred and whistled down, and here we are.
We said it all season. Harbor Beach excels when they can have their transition offense in full swing. And they're the line shooting 1-1. First one's up and good. Now back to a 10-point deficit for the Pirates.
Number 30,
Ty Jacobs replaces number 12, Graham, for Nouvelle. Aaron Ginsler's second free throw on the way. First we have a whistle. Looks like Sloan Klasky has some blood on him, so Jordan Boone's going to be checking in for him. Sloan Klasky's bleeding from his right elbow.
Number 32, Jordan Boone.
So Doc is going to be fixing him up. And it's going to be Aaron Ginther's second free throw delayed here in the process. A lot of moisture on this floor, being the second game tonight, and being at 50-some degrees out tonight as well.
Balmy.
Balmy is the best way to put it, yes. Aaron Ginther shooting free throw, second one. Stands on this end of the court as well. And that one's good. 28-19. Harbor Beach trails by 9 with a minute and a half to go before halftime. Number 30 has it for Sagan Novell on the left wing. Ty Jacobs back up to Joey Bahalski. Back over to Grant. No. Ty Jacobs for 3. His first points of the night. Good. 31-19. 12-point lead back again for the Bobcats. Panthers, excuse me. Hanson top of the key, dribbles over to his right, over to Ginsler. Get passed over to Kraft and stolen, but back in the hands of Hanson somehow. Kraft has it, dribbles into the paint, dribbles back out, resets the offense over to Ginsler, right wing. 1 minute to play before halftime. Feeds into Booms inside the paint, goes up, but there's a foul. Jimmy against Novell, Jimmy on the floor, so it's going to be 1-1. That's the 19th foul for Novell. Jordan Booms has 3. He's trying to make it 5 here if he makes both. Fouls the number 30, Ty Jacobs. That's his second. So now Nouvelle has 3 players with 2 fouls. Ty Jacobs, Ryan Sullivan, Tyler Jackman.
And now they're trying to figure something out at the table. And they get the go-ahead. Jordan Booms, 1-1 at the free throw line. And the first one is good. Now we check in with Ryan Brown, who has an update on Sloan Classic. Ryan.
He has some blood on his uniform, so now he switched from 44 to 50, so now he's eligible to play, and he's back on the floor.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. Sloan Classic, now number 50. That won't be confusing.
Not at all.
31-20. I've reached trails by 11. Jordan Boom's first one was up and good. Second one coming. Jim goes silent. Shots up, no good. Out of bounds, last touch by Bonhoff. I reach ball out of bounds. Trying to make this a 3-4 point swing here on this possession. Jason Hansen checks back in for Klasky. Sits down now with a armband on his right arm due to the cut elbow. 56 seconds before halftime, 31-20. Novell leading the Pirates. Begins her top of the key on the inbound. Over to Kraft on the right wing. Trying to read it. Hansen for three, left wing. It's up, and it is good. Yes. Jason Hansen with his first 3 points of the night. Brings Tyreek back within eight. Number 12, Graham, kicks it over to number 24, Bonhoff. Left post goes up for the shot. He's fouled. Misses it. He's going to be headlined for two. Some transition offense for Sagan and Novell for the first time tonight. Then number 32, Trevor Bonhoff, the 6'6" center, to the line for two.
That was a good foul by Jordan Boom because Bonhoff was all alone. Now he's got to earn it from the foul line.
That's Jordan Boom's first foul. That's the third team on Harbor Beach. First one's up and good. Bonhoff now 3-for-3 from the free throw line, simply shooting 57%. 9-point lead for the Panthers, 32-23, 37 seconds left of the second quarter. The second free throw for Bonhoff is on the way. And it's up, and that one's missed. Rebound Steven for Harbor Beach. Scorer remains 32-23.
It's right on cue.
Graft in midcourt, right to left across the radio for 28 more seconds. Ginther, right wing, into Boom's right elbow. Back out to Graft, back over to Ginther. Almost decided to take the three. Now he takes a jump shot from the baseline. Rebound Steven goes up for the shot. That one's missed. Rebound Steven, top of the key. 14 seconds left. He takes the jump shot from the free throw line. That one's no good. Rebound Graft. I reach a scooping in the offensive rebound. 8 seconds left. Kraft underneath the basket, turns and shoots, no good. Rebound, Jordan Booms kicks down to Hansen. 3 seconds left, takes the three. This one's off the mark. Steven with the two, no good. And that's how halftime's going to start. 32-23. Ron Rubel can't believe there wasn't a foul on that. He wanted to push. None called. And now the official sign, Ron Rubel, will get in his locker room. So at halftime, it's 32-23. Novell by 9 over Harbor Beach. We'll be back right after this to wrap this first half up. You're tuned to WLEW, your home for high school basketball.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf. Gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning three generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
Season is here and everyone is looking forward to getting money back from their tax returns. However, wouldn't it be nice to get $100 back from your cell provider? Announcing Thumb Cellular's $100 Tax Time Sales Event. That's right. Now through Saturday, April 21st, Thumb Cellular is giving $100 of free credit to anyone who upgrades their service or adds a phone to their account. So make the switch.